art is not an escape from reality. It's for understanding the world more profoundly. And for me, opera is one of the best art forms for it, whether as a listener or a composer.
Is there such a thing as Nordic music? Can music really sound like the place it's from, even if the place we talk about might encompass everything from sleek cities to intensely dramatic landscapes, apparently teetering on the edge of the world? 12 composers from 7 countries are nominated for this year's Nordic Council Music Prize. I'm Andrew Meller, I'm a music journalist, and together on this podcast, we're going to delve into all 12 pieces of music and meet the people who made them. Hi, this is Andrew from Copenhagen.
Hi, this is Minna.
Today, we're heading to Finland. Minna Leinonen is a composer based in Tampere, where she is artistic director of the city's Biennale Arts Festival. She is nominated for her opera, Alma. Perhaps first of all, I could just ask where you're talking to us from.
I'm talking to you from Tampere, Finland. I'm at my studio.
So this is your workplace?
Yes, it belongs to Pirkanmaa's Music Institute, and this is a class where I also teach.
So what is your working environment? Are you one of these composers who needs some views of lakes, fjords, forests, mountains with which to compose?
Well, I love that kind of view, but I'm a mother of 2 children. So I'm used to noise and distractions, I guess, otherwise I couldn't compose. But the best time for me is the morning when no one else is awake and I'm surrounded by quietness and beautiful views like this.
Minna mostly writes notated acoustic music and has had works performed at the BBC Proms, but she's always been interested in the interaction of art forms, experiences and life itself. Alma is based on the novel by Hanna Vesalius. It links music with dance, movement and theatre, but it also links our time with the past, the age of Alma Schindler, an artist who has traditionally been seen through the prism of the men she married or loved. It was Minna's objective in this piece to give Alma a human voice, literally. But the role is also danced in the opera, which is a work of searing power and focus from a composer with plenty to say. The prize committee commented on Minna's fine-tuned musical language in which different time layers wander around seamlessly side by side. This makes, they wrote, for a rich expression that moves from breathlessly cool to heartbreakingly beautiful. To my ears, Alma is a passionate rallying cry in which the composer convinces you in its razor-sharp scoring that every note was necessary. It's the combination of stringent force and beautiful lyricism that awakens us to the force of nature that Alma was and should be remembered as. Let's talk about this novel by Hanna Vesalius, Alma. Tell us when you first came across this book and what impact it had on you.
I read Hanna's novel in 2016. Alma is about being an artist in 2 eras, Alma Mahler's time and present time. After reading Hanna's novel, I got interested in Alma Mahler's music. I wasn't that familiar with her music before. And I read a lot, all I found about Alma Mahler's life. And I found out that even though she has only about 17 songs left, she had an influential and colorful life. She was an exceptional woman and she was a muse to many artists who thought that their creativity depended on Alma's attention and love. But I contacted Hanna and luckily she gave me permission, so I was the first one to ask, and she even agreed to write a libretto, her first one.
Let's take you back then to the process of writing this piece, because there were some things that happened along the way which are very fascinating. This became more than just an opera because there's a dance element, isn't there? Perhaps you could explain to us what happened when you came across this particular dancer.
I went to see dance theater and I saw Suvi Eloranta dancing and singing on the stage. Then I thought this could be Alma. We could really connect dancing and music with the help of Suvi. Dancers also create a meta level to opera. The dancers can express things which are between the lines, like subconsciousness or hidden hopes or disappointments. I think that with the help of art, it's possible to articulate complicated things, and it may also cause confusion. Ambivalence and ambiguity belong to contemporary art. And I think especially in opera, we can show a wide spectrum of the nature and emotions of human beings, and even the things we wouldn't like to see when we look at our reflection in the mirror. For me, in opera, these things can go under your skin. Music makes us live our life more intensively. Art is not an escape from reality. It's for understanding the world more profoundly. And for me, opera is one of the best art forms for it, whether as a listener or a composer.
Traumaattiset ihmiset käyttäytyvät miten käyttäytyvät. Toiset jättävät ikkunansa pesemättä ja pyyhkivät lattioita naamallaan. Toiset ratkaisevat asiansa muuten. Tapoja on lukemattomia. Kaukaa katsottuna heidän käyttäytymisessä näkyy pienenä liikkeenä. Ikään kuin pienenä lykkäys.
You must be the only composer, perhaps in the world, who was relieved or even happy when their work was cancelled by the pandemic in 2020. You saw this as an opportunity, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Well, of course, we were looking forward to the first performance in spring 2020 and were disappointed because it was cancelled. It really felt unreal. But the fact is that some performers already got sick and the schedule was tight. And because of the postponement, I had also a chance to forget the work for a while and look at it from a new perspective after a few months. And this is actually a rare opportunity because the deadline of composition is usually just before the first performance.
So did you change a lot?
No, I changed some details. Details mean a lot to me. I like to think about every smallest nuance and timing and colors. And I gave more time to some motifs and atmospheres I felt that needed it.
How do you see it in the context of your output? Was this a breakthrough work?
I have been composing for my living for quite a long time now, but Alma is definitely a highlight of my career so far. And in Alma, the women with these strong emotions perhaps made me feel stronger too, and it had an influence on the music.
Obviously, something that's meaningful to you is the idea that women throughout history, particularly in the composition profession, have never had the same opportunities as men and have never been seen through the same eyes as men.
We are used to seeing a woman in roles longing for a man to love them, or we see women as reliable mums or wives or desperate lovers hoping to get married in opera. But we haven't seen many women who also show negative or especially aggressive emotions. These roles are given to men. And we do have strong emotions in operas like Lady Macbeth, Carmen, the Queen of the Night, perhaps, Elektra. I think that the picture should be wider. The mold is narrow. The main question is, how do we see a woman? Do we see her the way we like to see, or do we see her as a complete human being with all good and ambivalent things? In Alma, lawyer's way of expressing herself is often rude and aggressive. After Alma's premiere, we got a comment from one listener. She said that finally, swearing woman in opera. According to reports, it's really still difficult for women to show their negative emotions. I think we must remember that a certain amount of aggression is needed, that a woman can, for example, say no. So aggression is not always a bad thing. Voin hetken hengähtää, tässä valo elää, läikähti. Kipeän kaulasi ylös, piirrän leukasi, kuopan suusi, viivan ja huuliesi kaaren. Saan kiinni nenäsi pielestä, löydän hämmästyksesi otsaltasi ja nyt laskeudun silmiisi. Pysy siinä, pysy.
Should Alma be taken and be heard and experienced as an inherently Finnish piece of art, would you say?
I think these themes in Alma are universal, or at least Western, even though the language is Finnish.
Well, it's great to talk. Congratulations on the nomination and thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Minna. Goodbye.
Bye.
Minna Leinonen there, whose opera Alma at last gives us a multi-layered look at a woman who's been owned by history and perhaps not always in the most truthful way. But Alma does more than bring a historic character to life. It holds up an early 20th century shaped mirror in which we see our own societal prejudices and presumptions staring back at us. It's also musically compelling, coming with the sense of a composer in the grip of total inspiration and with all the tools and techniques she needs to channel it. And remember, Minna is just one of 12 nominees for 2022's Nordic Council Music Prize. You can listen to all 12 talk about their music on this series. Just head to wherever you're listening from now. You can also read about the nominated works at norden.org. I'm Andrew Meller, and this podcast was produced for the Nordic Council by Niels Bjørn and Ines Gack at Immersive Stories. Thanks for listening.